The epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the eighth chapter. Brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely. For the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the most dangerous occupations is that of a steeplejack. A steeplejack is a craftsman who scales tall buildings, bell and clock towers, and in particular, church steeples, to carry out repairs and maintenance. He will do this by constructing scaffolding, and then, to reach greater heights, he will use ladders. And in this way, he can reach even the spires of the churches. A number of years ago, one steeplejack was working on a certain church. The man climbed up the ladder to a narrow ledge which encircled a lofty spire. Around the narrow ledge, there was an iron bar, which the steeplejack could hold onto with one hand. He was getting along fine with this work when, all of a sudden, he felt the ladder moving from under his feet. The man quickly dropped his tools, held onto the iron bar with both hands, and pulled himself onto that narrow ledge. It was good he did this, for in an instant, the ladder and scaffolding fell from beneath his feet. The steeplejack was hugging the church and trying to stay on that narrow ledge. And at this time, fire departments were not equipped with the extendable ladders that we have today. It was toward evening, and there was not enough time before dark to rescue the man by scaffolding. So soon a crowd gathered, gazing helplessly at the endangered workmen. How long could the man hang there between heaven and earth, hoping that his strength wouldn't give out and that his feet wouldn't slip off that small ledge? Soon, a little woman elbowed her way to the front of the crowd, frightened for her husband, yet calling upon Almighty God for courage. She seized a megaphone from a fireman and called out, "John, everything is going to be okay. Hold on tight, but pull off your sock. Unravel it." The devoted wife continued, "When I knitted your socks, there was enough yarn to reach a good ways down." With supreme effort, the husband tried to obey. It seemed to take forever, but finally he unraveled the yarn, and still holding one end, the string, the other end, came floating down. To this, the bottom end, of this thin yarn, the fireman tied a string somewhat heavier and stronger. Once John had then pulled the string up to himself, the fireman then attached a cord to the bottom. And then to the cord, the men tied a heavy and strong rope. This John secured to the steeple, and then he was able to gather his strength and lower himself down. In today's gospel, our Lord gives us the parable of the master and the unjust steward, which is comparable to a secretary or a butler. In this parable, the dishonest secretary squandered much money of the master. When he was caught and was about to be fired, the secretary contacted people who owed money to the master, and he gave to them great deals. He made deals with the debtors in order to get on their good side. He did this so that they would hire him once he was fired by his master. One lesson from this parable is something we ought to bear in mind every day and throughout our days. The lesson can be learned from the words in our Lord's parable, "Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer." You see, my dear faithful, there is something that every man must keep in mind. As St. Paul says in one of his epistles, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment." This life of ours on earth is transitory. No matter how much money some men are spending to lengthen their lives on earth, it is not going to work. We are not made for this world. We are made for heaven. Thus, we must earn heaven by our deeds here on earth. We will all experience death one day, the separation of the body and the soul. And immediately after death, we will be judged. There will be required of us an exacting account of how we spent our lives, how we used our talents and our energy to work to save our souls, or how we have been slothful or negligent in the working out of our salvation. God Almighty will, it is true, look upon us, and he will say to us, "Give an account of thy stewardship of our life on earth, for now thou canst be steward no longer. For your time of meriting here on earth is up." At that moment, we will be weighed in the scales of divine justice. And if we are, please God, in the state of grace, we will be able to enter into the gates of paradise. But if we are found wanting, if we have voluntarily lived immoral lives, If we die in a state of mortal sin, we will be condemned. By mortal sin, a soul renounces the right to heaven, and he chooses the eternal punishment of hell. The Church teaches that without sanctifying grace, the soul is without God. And without God, the devil makes the soul his plaything. We must then beware of committing mortal sin. We must avoid sin and the dangers of sinning. Let us preserve the state of grace at all costs, for the state of grace is our key to heaven, and it is the only door to heaven. Like the steeplejack in the story, we are going to be tested, for when we are judged, our eternal salvation is on the line. Our eternal fate depends upon how we have lived. There is then a danger of casting ourselves into hell, or of taking means to be rescued and delivered to safety and security. If we were in the situation of the steeplejack, we would take whatever means we can to ensure our safety. If we were in his shoes on the top of that church steeple, we would make sure we have on a harness. We would get those special traction boots for high rises. We would get those special gloves with grip and check the foundation of the scaffoldings. We would make every precaution for our security. Thus, let us be all the more careful when it comes to our spiritual and eternal security and salvation. One day, my dear faithful, each of us will face death and judgment. Let us take the precautions to make sure we end up on the right side of God's justice. In the end, it is either heaven or hell. Strive, my dear faithful, to avoid the danger of sinning at all costs. Live every day with a determination and ambition to increase sanctifying grace in your soul. Try to faithfully keep the commandments, to practice virtue, and to please God. And use the sacraments as safeguards and assistance in this battle. All you have to do is to ask for more grace, and God will give it to you. Let us commit ourselves to the care of our God, the loving Sacred Heart, all the while staying close under the mantle of His Most Blessed Mother. With their assistance in this spiritual battle, we will conquer, and we will bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. When we are devoted to our Blessed Mother and her Holy Rosary, we can be sure she will be there at our judgment, and she will add to the scales of justice on the side of our merits and good deeds the many rosaries we have lovingly and diligently prayed to her. If we have lived well and taken the means to secure our salvation, then that day, the day of our death and judgment, will not be one of sadness and shame as it was for the unjust, dishonest steward, but it will be one of infinite joy, peace, and eternal happiness. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.